This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How to console and help a friend struggling with intense grief of the death of their mother 4 months back. So that's what the question, just give me a second here, let me organize my questions just that tad bit. Okay, so that's the question. Somebody lost their mother 4 months ago, and they're having difficulty recovering from that grief and this bereavement. As a friend, how do you help them? How are you supposed to be there for them in this process? See, now, it's not easy to console anyone in the acute stages of grief, i.e. when grief has just taken place, and when it's been even quite some time, a few months, as the questioner put forth in front of us, that it's been 4 months. What you have to remember is, before you extend any kind of support in terms of telling them what to do or telling them what not to do and instructing them in this or making them understand that is all secondary. What is primary, that what you need to do as a friend and as a family member, is to be there for them emotionally. That if you're there, and you don't even have to be there with a lot of words of consolation, with a lot of words of affirmation. You don't even have to do that. You just have to be there. So the person knows that if I need someone, if I need a shoulder, I got this friend or I got this family member. You don't have to verbalize it as such. If you can, then that's good. But a lot of times we're at a loss for words in such occasions, precisely because we may not have experienced this kind of a loss in our own lives. So all the more reason for us to try to not try to say too much. But if on the contrary we have experienced grief ourselves, we have bereaved at some point in our lives to a similar extent, then that does give us something of an edge to communicate better, to understand, to empathize better, to be there for the person in a whole different way. So that would be the first advice I'd give. Be there emotionally. Articulate if you have your own experience guiding that articulation, guiding that expression that you would express to your friend in their particular state of grief. And then what you would try to do when conversation does get started, and you should wait for the bereaving person to start and initiate the conversation, don't force it on them. Don't, don't egg them on to try to talk about something like this. If they initiate something like this, or on your initiation, they take it up and they want to engage and talk about their mother, they want to talk about their loss, then this is the moment for a constructive conversation. And what you would want to do in such a situation is to remind them of what they can do in memory of their beloved now that it has been a couple of months. That how would their beloved mother in this case, or anyone that they've lost in their family, how would they want to see them after they're gone? How would they have wished for them to move on? If you can steer the conversation in this direction, understand that this should not be how you begin the conversation. This should not be how you just abruptly tell them that, how would your mother want you to be in this stage or after they are gone? I wouldn't advise that to be the first sentence at all. Allow for the conversation to move on, for them to open up, and then steer it in this direction. The most meaningful, practically, that you can lead the conversation to become, i.e. what can you do now so as to be able to make your mother proud if she were to think of you after her life? Particularly in the case of parents, it would be the greatest gift that parents give to their children is the ability of the children to move on after them. That how well my child can survive without me when I'm gone is the best I can do for them. That they do not need my physical presence anymore. And to remind the bereaving person, after the emotional support has been provided, that your mother, your father, or your loved one, whoever you've lost, may not be physically there with you, but in terms of their legacy, in terms of their lessons, in terms of what you meant to them, their love for you, as far as all of that is concerned, you are more than capable of living with them. You are more than capable of living for them. You are more than capable of bringing that legacy to life, bringing those lessons, eternalizing them through enacting what they've taught you, what they've inspired you. And the more you're able to do that in their memory, the more you're becoming the person that they wanted for you to become. Any regrets that you may have had from before, that my mother, my father would have wanted me to do this or that. Maybe I can start something along those lines. I can't be exactly that, but something along those lines, to whatever extent possible, slowly, gradually taking my baby steps there would be my way to go. And to help inspire the person to gradually come back towards their usual routine as best as possible. Give them time to grieve. Give them time to cry even. Don't take that away from them, but do not take away their recovery from them. Do not take away their meaningful enactment of the memory of their loved one, of the lessons and legacy and instructions of their loved one, of how they can become more in the image of how their beloved saw them, how they saw their potential, and they wanted to live up to that potential. And so to move towards bringing that dream that your beloved had, making it come true, right? So that's a little something. There's a whole lot more that can be said and that can be done, but we suffice with that.